الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم لا يصلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبه النقاع والأثم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما النسيء زيادة في الكفر. وقال تعالى: كذلك زين للكافرين أعمالهم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We are the first of and I am the second of suffer the great auspicious. They have gone past us now about 5 months suffer, and then Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, Jamadul Ula, Jamadul Thani, and from Rajab again the great months will start again. But in these months also there are great lessons for us. The month of suffer is a month that we should come out of all our wrong beliefs, all our wrong ideas. Very, very important that we come out. It comes in the hadith: لا سفر ولا سيارة ولا عامة. That the month of Safar, their people associate it even in the days of before until today. There are many people, especially old people, who have got a negative idea of Deen, not knowledge of Quran and Hadith, but stories, spook stories, jadu stories, who have got all that and they think that is Deen. And they regard themselves as authorities in the family. They say that this month is not a difficulty on the man, for example, not jadu takes place. And there is absolutely nothing. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam negated it with one stroke of the pen, with one stroke of the sword, one stroke of the pen, la safara. All these wrong beliefs of safar, there is nothing like that whatsoever. Before the days of Islam, long before, also in the pagan Arabs, they used to also change the laws of Allah Ta'ala. إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ. They were people who were addicted to their warfare. And on small things they would go to war. And they would fight wars generations into generations, centuries into centuries. And they will make wasiyah that we are fighting with this, oh my children, my progeny, the leader, oh my people, you must carry on fighting these people. So much it was in them. And they observed also the 4 months Ashhur-e Hurum was right from beginning. But when they were fighting, and now the Ashhur-e Hurum came, in which fighting was forbidden, then from their own side, they used to change the calendar. They should say now, these 4 months have come, for example, the month of Rajab has come. So they should change it. We put Rajab somewhere else now. And we bring another month in its place. It's like, for example, that a person, winter has come in June, Now we're feeling too cold, now we say we'll put June in December. How stupid. But these are the things they used to do. They should play around with the calendar which Allah has made. And so that was their evil of changing the laws of Allah. Then we find that afterwards all the superstition came. Also especially with the month of Safar. That a cat runs across the road, we're going to meet up with an accident. What has the cat got to do with the accident? Has the cat got the power? And just one action of the cat running across the road, has that got the power to for us to meet up with an accident? Or the cat is meowing at night. And then we say, Abad, we'll get in the morning news, somebody has passed away. What is the meowing of the cat got to do with somebody passing away? The cat saw a mouse across the road. And in desperation, it ran across at that time when you were passing. It's going for its mouse. It's going for its rosy. It's got nothing but you making an accident. And the cat is giving birth to its kittens at night. So it's screaming, shouting. What has that got to do with somebody passing away? But all these, and this also, it has been taught to us, the minute we move away from deen, we go in the worst stupidity. And the more we have of dunya, and the more we are away from deen, the more stupidity in our lives. As it has been correctly said, that the more you get of this dunya, you become the height of knowledge in this dunya. You become a PhD. Now you got the height of stupidity. You got permanent head damage. For that damage to be taken away is very difficult now. So the more you are away from deen, from Quran and Hadith, you can think that I'm a very enlightened person, I got lot of knowledge, I got lot of wealth, and all those things. But the more you are, the further you are away from reality. So this is the case. And you become so stupid, like all the superstition is really stupid. And people in their stupid superstition become so depressed also. And then again, the amount of fight that starts, that the mother-in-law is making, is making jadu. That these people are making jadu. And unfortunately, till this very moment, in good families of ulama, but where, and all this is a matter of, وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٍ, who have got this sickness in their heart, and this weakness of iman, immense weakness of iman, that this person, and jadu, what can he do? أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّاتِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ. How powerful it is. Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma'a ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama. Nothing can harm whatsoever. Everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. But good people, and it is also an achievement that we got connection with top armies. And the armies also are a whole fake bunch. They're just robbing people, not only of their money, not only of the iman, but the respect and honor of women also. Unbelievable till this moment that good people go to this type of army and they rob them of everything. And iman is there for us. Allah give reward. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, our kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. It's a very long kalima. It's a very short kalima, and it's a kalima that there's no end to the journey of the kalima. And he said the starting of the kalima, la, is negating all these things. You can't be a mu'min until you haven't put your la down. There's no all this jadu. Jadu there is, but it hasn't got an absolute power of its own. Allah's qudrat is above everything. La, until we don't take out all the false beliefs, all the false gods from our heart, the la is not on its place. For la to be on its place, for our kalima to start, the first thing is to negate all these things. But today, as Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained, a person does all the worst gunas of kufr also, but his kalima is still in its place. It doesn't harm his kalima. He can do all the works of shirk and all the works of kufr, but his kalima is still in its place. That kalima It comes clearly in the hadith that there are various aspects by which kalima is negated. Kalima, you can read it a million times, it will give you no benefit. When the rights of the kalima are not fulfilled, when the reality of the kalima is not there. After all, Qadianis also read the kalima. Shias also read the kalima. But is it going to benefit them in any way? Not in the least, but. So the first la must negate everything. So in the days of Jahiliyyah, they used to believe in all this, all that wrong thing, they should change the laws of Allah. Then till today, we find that this jadu thing is a global thing. It can be in Asia, in Africa. It can be in America and in Europe. And the biggest business a person does is when he's an amil and he goes to some place. Yeah, in our country, how many amils came? I'll just mention one or two. One amil who came, he was in Lanesia by our good friend, Manana Hussein Bayat, Rahmatullah Ali, was at his house, and he was now also doing his amaliyah. And then, late at night, that is the time when they operate also. When all the jinnat and all the evil spirits come out, that's the time when they operate. And he made sure that the lights must be switched off, and from the switchboard, the mains must be switched. They brought the load shedding before load shedding came. So anyway, and he appointed Maulana Hussein to check, nobody puts the lights on. And then they do all the funny things, change their voices also. And anyone can make out that this is the same person, he's just changing his voice. Like today, many people, family get together, sometimes the children play trick, they change their voices and they carry on doing things. They're just changing his voices. In the middle of it, Mali Hussein put the mains on. And he became so angry, and he was that amil who controls the jinnat. He became so angry. Anyway, the same amil who they impressed. And good people, learned people, wealthy people, leaders of the community get impressed. He should tell them that I go every day to Bangladesh to go and teach Bukhari Sharif. And I come back here. Oh, what a person that every day he goes to Bangladesh to teach Bukhari Sharif. So he came to me, he said, I have to go to the UK in the office in the Darnum, and I may need a letter from you from the Darnum to put weight to my application for my visa, because I want to go there. So I told him, Monana, you go every day twice to Bangladesh to Bukhari Sharif. What weight my letter is going to send? You just go. You don't need all the visa formalities and immigration. Mashallah, you go every day, twice a day you go. So these are the type of people. And where? Good people. People who are like the leaders of the community in Leeds. And armies come, they also impress. And the whole family, that anything wrong, this people did jadu, this people did jadu. It's unbelievable. And this is carrying on. And if your shaitan works all the time, and his jadu is working now too. Now, and he comes in a new pattern and a new form. Now very, very common. That is there. Now present all that. And many families, perhaps some who are sitting here also, we are also involved in all this. And many people don't like me, and I like it, they don't like me. Because I speak against this, and I have no care whatsoever for them. So the right has to be said what is the right. And the more they dislike me, the more better for me. And the more they keep their distance. But they are also such on the face, they are very good. And they won't speak one word. And if anyone just has to make a little indication toward that, in what their eye, with their eyes and that, they silent, don't mention that yet. But outwardly, we are fully with you. But our main teaching, all this wrong thing, where are you getting involved? But they are big amils, and big connection with top amils they got. All this is hogwash. It is all rubbish. There is nothing like that. And today in our times, that same thing, shaitan working now in a different way, which Allah gives jazah khair to Judge Akbar Ilahabadi. He said, oh, modern times, in his time he called it modern times, perhaps over 100 years ago, he said that you have come with a bright, shining face, but you still got that same evil darkness of the past. It is just you shining on the outside, but inside you are that same evil. It is just like perhaps in the past they should give you give you some rubbish and dirt to humiliate you, to disgrace you. Now what they did, they just made it in a cake form and covered it with wonderful icing. And then with some beautiful cherries on top of it, some walnuts and some other things. Now this new jadu is just now covered up like this. And it has come in the form of modernism now. And all this modernism which is here today, that is also doing the same effect of that the days of the pagans or before Islam, when they used to change the dates and the months, the same thing. And all this jadu which is there, and the same thing, all this modernism. And so few of us can see through this modernism. And we all fall prey to it, what it is. The terrible harms and the evil of it. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained this, that in Jalalabad, long before the time when Jalalabad became famous with Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Probably at that time, Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was not even born still. He was just born very young, at that time. In Jalalabad, the Hindus were building their mandir. And there was a Pathan, a Khan Sahib, who was very wealthy. But far, very far from Deen. So much so that he donated to the mandir also. He donated everything, it carried on, life carried on. At a much later stage, a person was very ill in Jalalabad. And there was a very good Hakim in Thana Bhavan, which is not far from Jalalabad. And this Hakim was very pious also, a great Allah Wala also. So the family people called him to come and see to this person and treat him. So he came, whatever treatment he had to do, whatever it was. But then the people of the family of this Khan Sahib, who donated to the mandir, Hindu mandir, they came to know a big Hakim is here, and he's a big Allah Wala also. He can check our father, grandfather, uncle, whoever it was, let him check him also. So they called him, he acceded to their request. He came, he felt his pulses, and immediately he told, he's on his last verge. Last, now he's leaving the world. His life has already come to an end. And then he got up now to leave. That there is nothing you can do for him now. That person grabbed his hand and he said, please don't leave me. Stay by me. He said, before you came, two men came to me with a cage of fire. And they wanted to put me in that cage and take me away. So when you came, they went away. And they said, we'll come back again. And so as long as you will be here, they won't come. But then he died. And after that, the Hakim Sahib also went away. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained that he is donating to that mandir. This was the consequence. Today we going to churches to pray, and we going to the mandirs, not only donating to them, that is a terrible crime, but on top of that we going to go and pray in their churches and going to pray in their mandir. What will be our condition? And then the ulama of that time gave a fatwa that it is not even jais to make isale sawab for him. He died on kufr. And a person who died on kufr, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, there are no words to explain the severity of the punishment of Jahannam. You can't write enough on the severity of the punishment of Jahannam. So terrible it is. You can't imagine it. And even the believers who are not forgiven their sins, they die with their sins, they will also have to spend time. But at least they will come out at some time when they will have burned black like charcoal they will have become. Then finally they will come out. But the person who dies without iman, he will be forever and ever perpetually in that fire. And how severe it is. Just see in a few ayats of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala explains, إِذِ الْأَغْلَاقُ فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ وَالسَّلَاسِلْ. When there will be the collar, the yokes that will be put on the shoulders. In other words, it's such a thing, like on the bulls, when they have to pull, when they travel, they put that yoke on them. So they can't look this side, they just must do their work. That a person can't look a bit this side and a bit this side. He's just in that condition. And salasi, they are fastened with with change also. ثم في الحميم إذ الأغلال في عناق والسلاسل ثم يسحبون في they will be dragged in boiling water and after that ثم في النار يسجرون they will be thrown in the fire and this won't happen one or two times and over continuously this will happen can we ever tolerate such a thing In another place in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, خُذُوا فَغُلُّوا Catch us, grab hold of him, Allah will tell the malaika. And put the yoke on top of him. So, خُذُوا فَغُلُّوا ثُمَّ جَهِيمَ صَلُّوا Then throw him into the fire of Jahannam. And then in 70 cubits, and cubit yard, a meter, or not of this dunya, of akhirah, of chain, fasten him up, and then throw him, إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ He did not have iman on Allah. So just the kalima is not enough. The bad ones also told, قَالُوا آمَنَّا Where we have brought iman. Allah Ta'ala said, don't say that you have... وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ When iman will enter into your heart, then you can say, I've got iman. You have now aslamna. You have submitted. You are eligible for all goodness, but you have got a long way to take out all that love of kufr, love of dunya, love of the tashabbuh bil kufr, the ways of the kufr, their lifestyle, their education system, their dressing. All that you have to take that out. Then iman will come in the heart. Iman is so has got so much ghairah. It's got so much shame, it doesn't mix with kufr.
Allah.
Either there is kufr or there is iman. The two don't go together. It is completely different. So we have to think very carefully. Today with all this new modernism and the new ways that they are going to the churches, praying under the crosses, etc. And going in the temples and going in the mandirs and all that. And all in the name of this interfaith business. This is all extremely dangerous for a person. And today this has become common. And people are getting caught and trapped in this. And shaitan makes them. How shaitan works. For example, in a place where the people were having all this things of this armies and all that. And that is associated very much with all this fake peer subs also. And they give ta'weez for everything also. And funny ta'weezes also they make. And how many people's business is ta'weezat? Just to give ta'weezat. Easy business. No tax also. And it's a very, very lucrative business also. So many people are involved in that. And with all this here, it goes with all the bid'at of the Ahle bid'at, the Bareli is what they have got, like Uras, like Qawwali shows, etc. So where people and righteous ulama gave their life and with great wisdom over years, 50, 60 years they worked to take out all the Qawwali and all the Uras and all those evil things and bring Tawheed. Person who is blessed with Tawheed is very, very fortunate by Allah. A person who has got Tawheed in its reality, Allah gives him honor. Allah gives him independence of the world, as we heard in the Ash'ar now. Those who have the connection with Allah, har ma siwa se mustaghni. They don't have any worry for anyone else. Once Allah is you have become Allah, Allahumma ij'alna lak wa kun lana. Oh Allah, make us yours, and you become ours, and make us yours. Mm-hmm. That is nisbat. And when a person has this nisbat, he's not interested in anyone of this world. Allah is there, and he's only worried of, today we want to please all the people of the world. Whether Allah gets displeased doesn't matter. In fact, Allah is not even in our mind that we are displeasing. Mm-hmm. I have to please the family. I have to please my town people. I must see what the popular thing, how the flow is going. I must go with the flow. I must go against the flow. Whether then, and we hardly think I'm displeasing Allah Ta'ala. I'm breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. A mu'min, a person who has got iman and tawheed, the world, he doesn't see the world. He only sees Allah. Wow. He only doesn't see the world, he sees Akhirah. But otherwise, for us, Akhirah doesn't exist also. Or it's just some imaginary thing. Something far in the distance. There is no real reality of Akhirah. Dunya is everything. So such people, they brought again the Qawwas back in the masjid again. With so much of effort, the Qawwas were taken out. And the Qawwas are brought back in the masjid again. What a sad state. How we are changing from where we are going to where. We are brought out of all that doldrums and all that evil. And now again, willingly, we're going back. And this is how Kufr and Shirk went out of the Arabian Peninsula. And now it's coming back there. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Qiyamah won't come until the idols will be worshipped in the Kaaba. And we are unfortunately going in that direction. Where the Arabs were the least to expect that shirk or anything of shirk will come in their lives. They can have other weaknesses, but this was an impossible thing. But it's open in front of our eyes. What is happening now? For the Muslims to go into things of shirk, to go and pray in the temples, and today our ulama are going, and they are proud that they are burning the candles there, and they are worshipping, and the ulama are going, and having the sunnah dress, and on top of that, all this Hindus, their orange color, their clothing, that being put on top of that, being draped with that. Unfortunately, this is happening. So with this month of Shawwal, let us come out of all these things. Let us make our La of La ilaha illallah. Let us at least start there and negate all the wrong things and take them completely out of our lives. All superstition, all this, and for jadu, there is jadu. Quran says there is jadu. But the treatment is so easy. There is nothing more greater than the Kalam of Allah. A person who reads his Quran Sharif regularly, Dajjal is the worst fitna of this ummah. But for that also, just read your first ayat of Surah Kahf every morning. A minute, hardly a minute. Read the last ayat at night. Also hardly a minute, 10 ayat. In the morning and 10 at night, hardly a minute, and Juma try and read the whole surah. And if we can, every day read the whole surah and see how our thinking will be. Like Allah make our thinking the thinking of the Quran. The way the line or direction of Quran, Allah will bless us. And there can be no more greater alim than that. There can be no more greater person whose thinking and mizaj is of the Quran Sharif. And with that, make this dua also, which is a dua of the hadith. In fact, it is a long dua where all the means are given of the great Anbiya, of the great Kitab, of the great, great Qudrat of Allah. And all that, why is that we present it to Allah? Oh Allah, because of this. Oh Allah, I present this to you. Oh Allah, I present this to you. And the end of the dua is, وَرْزُقْنِي الْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ. And give me the rosy of the great Quran. The word rosy is meant, they refer to here, that a person won't die until his rosy is not completed. How much is meant for you? Your last grain of rice, your last drop of water, until you don't have it, your mort won't come. So here also the same word rosy, not Allahumma wa fitna, give us the tawfiq of it, but Allahumma rzuqna. Give us the rosy of the Quran, of the great Quran. That means what my share is of knowing Quran. The full share. I must get my full share. And there is no greater wealth than getting the understanding of the Quran Sharif. And to read the Quran Sharif. And the message of the Quran Sharif, there is no greater wealth. وَتُخَلِّتَهُ بِلَحْمِي. And oh Allah, mix it. Let it become part of my meat. وَدَمِي, my blood. وَسَمْعِي, my ear. وَبَصَرِي, my eyes. وَتَسْتَعْمِلَ بِهِ جَسَدِي. And use my body for the Quran Sharif. وَتَسْتَعْمِلَ بِهِ جَسَدِي. وَتَسْتَعْمِلَ بِهِ جَسَدِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا. Nobody can do this but you, Allah. So this great, that is our treasure. Not to have all the degrees in front of our name, Allama, Mawlana and all that. Not behind our name all degrees, but to have connection with Quran Sharif. And this is, and these, those who do this, Inna Lillahi Ahleen. Allah has also got family. Not biological family like ours, but Allah's family are those who are, who have got nisbat with Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, as far as biological family, where we make also big mistakes. Good people, learned people make this mistake. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, a close Nabi of Allah, he was also under the misconception. وَنَعَلَى نُوحُ رَبُّ فَقَالَ إِنَّبْنِي مِنْ أَهْلِ. He said, oh Allah, my son, he has been destroyed in front of my eyes. But he's of my family, and you promised my family will be saved. But he has been destroyed. Allah Ta'ala warned him with severity, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِ. He is not of your family. إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. Family by Allah Ta'ala is not on biological terms, blood relationship. Not on that, family by Allah is amal, iman, amal. Innahu amalun ghayru salih. Fala tas'alni ma laysa laka bihi ilm. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, his own father, but also not his family, and he left them, and he made hijrat from there. The wives of Lut alayhi salam and Nuh alayhi salam, the wives of the Anbiya, but they were also not their families. They were also doing the wrong thing. The same way Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, her husband Fir'aun was also not the righteous person. And so whoever was like that, Allah Ta'ala showed our family, the criteria of it is on deen, on the basis of deen. And we will have good relationships with those people. If it is Bilal of Habasha, a black man from Habasha. If it is Suhaib of Rome, the person from Rome, light in complexion. Or it is Salman of Faris, these are the people of the family people. Musab ibn Umayr, when he was captured by the enemy, his brother was also there. So he told them that they take double and triple money, ransom money from my brother. So he said, I'm your brother, why are you saying that? He said, you're not my brother. Mm-hmm. My brother are those people who have got our belief. Mm-hmm. You don't have my belief, so you must suffer. The more you suffer, the better. Mm-hmm. So our criteria is the being of Allah Ta'ala. Allah make us to understand, and it doesn't go down our throats. And see, the Quran Sharif has said, whether it is the our family people, close family people, and where shaitan tells us, Sila Rahmi, that you can't end beyond on Sila Rahmi, you must be good to your family people. But the Quran explained it all in one ayat. The greatest rights that we have upon us are Allah Ta'ala's rights. Those are the greatest rights. Allah's right comes first. The right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the right of the deen of Islam. And then after that, your parents' rights are the greatest. Then your asatiza, and then your mashayikh, and then lot of other people also, your family people, your neighbors, lot of rights. Animals also got rights on you. But this is the more or less the line. And with regard to normal our relation with our parents, Allah made it clear, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ. If your parents now, they fight with you, they stress on you, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي, that you must make shirk with me, then فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Don't even listen to them. As far as dunya's matters are concerned, when they are in need of something, مواسات, if Islam is permitted, for everyone, people who are in difficulties, whether it's flood, people, your parents, they're non-Muslims, but they haven't got money, they haven't got food, help them out in those things. But as far as obedience is concerned, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا وَاسْتَبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيَّ. But you follow those people who incline towards me. My commandments, those are your friends, those are the ones that you must keep close. Allah says clearly, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا آبَاءَكُمْ وَإِخْوَانَكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ إِنِ اسْتَحَبُّوا الْكُفْرَ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. Don't take your parents, don't take your brothers as friends if they give preference for kufr over iman. And kufr is the height. And then afterwards, major sins, minus and وَنَخْلَعُ وَنَتْرُكُ مَنْ يَفْجُرُ. We leave it every night in our winter namaz. We come out, clearly we have nothing to do. And we give up وَنَتْرُكُ.
May all those who disobey you.
Okay? The details of the ulama give the levels of the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. But if it is kufr, then it is complete. If it is less than kufr, to that level. If it is a small minor guna, to that level.
But our association, our criteria is not a blood relationship.
Our criteria is not
who helped us and who was good to us in our whole life.
Our criteria is what we deal of Allah.
That is what we have to see in all our matters.
Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala clearly says that أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا قَوْمًا غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. Haven't you seen those people? أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ. They make friendship with those people whom Allah is angry with. And clearly it has been written, your enemies are your enemies also. Your enemies' friends, who are the friends of your enemy, they are your enemies also. Your friends are those who are your friends' friends. They also. So those people who befriend and become friends with those people whom Allah is angry upon. Then about how many, half a page, three quarter page, Allah explains the great evil of these people who befriend those people whom Allah is angry with. And people like that person who went and donate to the temple. What was his ashar? What was his condition? People who become friends of the enemies and bosom friends. They are all, Islam is a complete religion. The Islam has given all the details to what extent, what circumstances we befriend and we have taluk with other people. And then again, the other, la tajidu qawman. Allah Ta'ala says, you will never find a nation, a people, a qawm. Yu'minuna billahi wal yawm. We have got iman on Allah and Rasul. Yu'aduna man haddallah. That they become friends of those people who disobey Allah, who go against Allah. In other words, the believers will never befriend those people. They will be always separately. But unfortunately today, those who break the laws of Allah openly, and whether it is the laws of Allah Ta'ala, as far as hijab and parda is concerned, they break those, the people who break them, who come on TV and they have interviews with a lady who is interviewing them, panel discussions with women, and on TV for the world to see. So in other words, that is all permitted. Yeah. The people will think, the ulama are sitting with the lady, so there is nothing wrong. Or the other maulvis, the dark age maulvis, and the primitive maulvis on the people, the maulvis who don't know what is, they don't know the sun has risen also. And they don't know what is happening, that the world is going around also. They are in the dark ages. They are making a big noise about parda. But the Quran is so explicit. And Allahu Akbar. The instance of Barsisa, who was a very, very pious person in the Bani Israel, that when the three brothers wanted to go for jihad, and they wonder, where must we leave our sister when we are gone? They left them finally by him. And first he also refused. But how shaitan works. And this we have to be very concerned. We think just a small matter is a small thing. Allah says, لا تحسبوه وتحسبونه هينا وهو عند الله عظيم. You take it as a small matter, but it's a very big thing by Allah Ta'ala. And to deviate from deen a small little bit, it leads you into complete destruction. So the shaitan, Hawad Barsisa, a person who was extremely pious, his work was none other than the ibadat of Allah. And day and night engaged in the ibadat. He had his sawma, his place, what we call a khanka, a hujra, where only for ibadat it was devoted. And he was doing nothing else. But finally the time came, gradually, stage by stage, how he got involved with that girl. She became pregnant of him. Illegitimate child. He murdered the child. He murdered her. And finally shaitan came and made him say words of kufr. And he died as a kafir.
A person was so known as the most pious person. 100% pious, genuinely. But see the end result. So when we give in to shaitan, and how shaitan has, Mujaddid al-Fistani rahmatullahi alayhi, saw shaitan one day relaxing. Shaitan, you relaxing? You have vowed you're going to make all the people astray. Shaitan said, when the ulama are doing my work, I can take rest now. And two things particularly. When we are eating haram, and which has come so common with us, all the takeaway food, what are the sources of it? We just, for us it is enough that it is certified halal. But is it halal? And we just can't give up all that all the food, the junk food. We call it junk food also. But we just can't seem to give it up. And the animals which are stunned, and that stunned animal, even if you pull out a fatwa somehow or the other, that it's not haram. But still the stunned animal is the worst type of meat to eat. The amount of harm that it has in it. All the blood, that impure blood is still in a stunned animal. So all this, when we are eating all that, then you can make the whole night dua. What's the value of it? Your whole Ramzan. You can make atikaf in the khanqa and make all your ibadah. But if we are eating haram, all that ibadah has got no value. Hajjaj ibn Yusuf was that notorious king where he was ruling, and whenever a wrongdoer was appointed as a king, there were great awliya. They should make one dua that Allah remove him, and he should be removed. The first thing he did, he called them all, 40 of them, and great people, and he fed them haram. And after that he said, I don't fear their baddua anymore. Haram has entered their stomach, now they can make all their baddua, it won't have any effect on me. So and today, just left, right and center, we're just eating what is coming. We don't check our income. We don't check where we are, what we are earning, where we are spending, what we are eating. Nobody will eat dirt. And this haram is worse than dirt. If you are in your own house, you are invited somewhere, and a wonderful meal is prepared. Roast there is, chicken there is, all halal, wonderful, tasty. But you give that up and you go to the toilet and you eat the stool, the waste. Can you imagine that? It can't happen. But today Allah has given us the halal. Our halal wives Allah has given us. Our halal food Allah has given us. And there is more than enough halal in the world today. This is also a complete mirth that is very difficult. Today, to spend a little bit more on halal, those people who are arranging halal, they say that we can't survive. People don't want to buy. Our prices are higher. So the people don't want to buy. But the buyers, where the demand comes, the market, the demand, we will spend how much money on vitamin tablets, how much money on all other, on not luxuries, on haram things, on shampoos, on soaps, on how much we spend. Lot of money. But just to pay a little more for halal, that we are not prepared to. We are prepared to eat the dirt, and we are prepared to eat the stool, just to spend that little bit more money. It will be, and the enemies have worked it, that the chicken they made that, it was one time, many will remember, when we were small children, chicken was a luxury, in general. And Hakim say, meat, whether it's chicken, whether it's mutton, and beef even more less, you must have occasionally only. In those days, chicken, mutton perhaps, once a month chicken, once a month mutton, and not because poor, but for health sake. More vegetables a person should eat, more dals a person should eat. On that issue, and occasionally you have chicken, but today every meal is chicken. Whether it is breakfast, whether it's lunch, whether it is supper. If there is no chicken, and particularly in the chicken, the white meat, and the fillet, and all this, no matter who supplies, who, we cannot meet the demand for them. The amount of the amount of samosas we want, and pies we want,
and all that, and it is replaced with soya, which is not even meat, and they're selling it as meat to us. And they're charging us the money of meat, but they know it's not meat. But we also not worry, as long as I can get it, and we all outward things today. Reality and the inside is not there. We also just happy with the outward things. And the soya, by and large, all the fillets which are from the butcher is not meat, it is soya. And we are happy with that. And whether it is anywhere else. So mainly our aqaid and our beliefs. And see who we associate with and who we are giving preference to. If we are giving preference, then remember, mort is going to come to all of us. And if mort has to come, and you see with your eyes, the farishtas of adab have come to take you, whether they are smiting you with their rods of fire, or whether any other type of adab, there is nobody who can help us. We have to check, and the most important thing is our iman. So with the month of Safar, let us remove all the wrong beliefs. Our la, make it illegible, that it can come on its place. If there's all kufr and shirk, that la doesn't come on them. That we are saying, la ilaha, there is no other God, there is no other power, there is no other deity, there is no one who can do anything, illallah. Illallah cannot come if the la has not been clear, and we have not taken out from our heart all the other gods, whether it's jadu, whether it's changing the shariat of Allah as the nations of before, the pagans of before, or whether it is with the modernism that we are replacing the deen of Allah with all other things. Whatever it is, until we don't bring that la. And for that, in the hadith it has come to do that, to make read the zikr of la ilaha illallah. Read it, even if you're unmindfully, it will have an effect. It will take very long and very little. And learn to make the zikr of la ilaha illallah. And in a few days, your heart will be cleansed of all this marad. وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِ marad. And with zayh, the crookedness in the heart. With la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Learn to make the zikr and remove this from your heart. Allah will definitely remove it from you. When we will do the zikr properly, in that instance of that person, that Fathan of Jalalabad, Muhammad Rahmatullah Ali has written one other very important point also, the value of the awliya, the ahlullah. That just when that Hakim came in, was a great wali of Allah also. Those farishtas of Azab left him alone. And he wanted his company all the time. But where is going to stay? We won't go in the qabr with him. We won't be with him, can't be with him all the time. So the company of the Ahlulya is a very, very... So what the zikr of Allah? That kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. And kunu, be continuously with the sadiqeen. And the first level of it, which is possible for everyone throughout the world, man and woman also. With all the rules of parda in Shariat also, it's possible for a person everywhere, whether here and without internet, without emails, a person in Australia, a person in Canada, is muhabbat of the Ahlullah. And every person can have that muhabbat. And that muhabbat will take you very far. And then from muhabbat, then have ta'alluq also. And whichever form it might be, you may be, parda rules don't allow you to come personally and meet with the mashayikh. But with email, with the permissible contact, you can make some more contact. But muhabbat everyone can have. And wherever you can be, you have muhabbat for the Ahlullah, for the righteous and the pious. And you make the zikr of Allah, Allah will remove this all wrong things from the heart. And then not only that will you be purified, Allah will make you the means to purify millions of other people. And that also wherever you are, and whichever zamana Allah is using, Allama Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali for our Islah till today. Allah is using Ibrahim Ibn Adham Rahmatullah Ali for our Islah till today. Far away we are geographically. Time-wise, we are not in the same time. But your face will be forever. We become Allah Ta'ala. And two easy things, have muhabbat fani ahlullah. And the other is make the dhikr of Allah. If we do this, Allah will remove all the wrong. And then inshallah when maut comes, ya ayyatuha an-nafsu al-mutma'inna, heart and soul that is at rest. Allahu Akbar. Just imagine, you are in your sajda, you are in your dhikr, wherever you are, and the farishtas of rahmat come. And they tell, ya ayyatuha an-nafsu al-mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan marziya. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Malakul Maut that when the believer make it easy, he said, that I've been commanded by Allah. When I go to the believers, I must make them not pleasant for them. I must make it comfortable. So you come and you are told, not in a shocking and surprising way, you are not in a nice way, your time has come. And the scenes of Jannat are open, and your heart lapte, your heart comes out of its place to go to Jannat. And now come, let me take you. And for how many people, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam comes and takes them by the hand and takes them to Jannah. That is the road we should be going. Where are we following the Kuffar? Where are we following the Yahud and the Nasara, the Hindus, idol worshippers? What has happened to the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And the leaders, the religious leaders of the Ummah, and they leading the Ummah in that direction. And it is farz-e ayn on everyone to warn the Ummah about this. When we are seeing this happen, it's haram to keep quiet. How can we keep quiet when we see the Ummah is being led headlong straight into Jannah, and we want to keep peace with everyone. And we to feel we must keep quiet and let them carry on, but we will keep the peace. Let the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for which the blood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, not only his sweat, not only his life, but his blood flowed for this Ummah. And today we want to keep the peace and happily see the Ummah going in the fire of Jahannam. And we don't want to say anything about it. It is our duty, our founded duty, that to each one of us, that we in our circles, in the places of our influence, family, friends, wherever it is, that we make the people aware of this. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.